Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top NBA player notes. Caris LeVert underwent successful surgery on Tuesday to treat a small mass on his left kidney. LeVert isn't expected to require any further treatment and is expected to make a full recovery. He remains out indefinitely, with the team not yet providing an update on the timeline. Jimmy Butler has been ruled out for Wednesday's game against the Nuggets. The 31-year-old was expected to clear the NBA's health and safety protocols on Monday, but he will still be sidelined for his ninth straight contest. Butler hasn't seen game action since January 9th and will likely need to ramp up his conditioning once cleared to retake the court. Raptors forward Pascal Siakam is considered questionable for Wednesday's game against the Bucks. Siakam has been sidelined for the Raptors' last two games with the left knee swelling, but the team is hoping that a few days of rest will be enough for the forward to regain clearance for Wednesday. Today, we have just three NBA games on. First up, the Hawks host the Clippers at 7:30 Eastern. The 8-8 Hawks are coming off a 129-115 loss against the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday, though it was a tough assignment for them since they were playing against one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference while also being without their top two players in Trae Young and Clint Capella. DeAndre Hunter led the Hawks with 33 points on 13 of 22 shooting in 41 minutes. John Collins followed that up with a 30.7 rebound performance of his own. The Hawks have now gone 4-3 at home this season, but their recent form has been less than inspiring with a 3-3 mark over the last six games. Trae Young and Clint Capella are both game time calls for Tuesday. On the other side, the 13-4 Clippers have been one of the best teams in the association this season and are coming off a 108-100 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder their last time out. That result extended their winning streak to seven games. Serge Ibaka supplied 17 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. The Clippers have now gone 5-2 away from home. One guard for DFS to target tonight is Luke Kennard. LA will be without Kawhi Leonard, PG-13, and Pat Beverly in this game since all three players were placed in the health and safety protocols on Monday. Kennard has seen his playing time decline by 10 minutes a game compared to last season when he was a member of the Pistons, but he should see more minutes in this game as well as added scoring opportunities. At the forward position, look at Marcus Morris, who's averaging 10.8 points and 3.6 rebounds across 23 minutes a night. That's nothing crazy, but he will likely be the candidate to replace Leonard in the starting five today. He could play around 30 minutes in this contest, which makes him someone who could be well worth the risk at the minimum salary. Next, the Wizards travel to Houston to face the Rockets in a John Wall revenge game at 8 o'clock. The Rockets come into this contest after a 2-0 road trip with wins in Detroit and Dallas. The Rockets are 3-3 in six games since moving on from James Harden, and they are getting solid contributions from a variety of guys. DeMarcus Cousins came up with 28 points, 17 rebounds, and 5 assists in the most recent contest, and he remains a dominant force on both ends of the floor. Christian Wood has missed the last two games and remains doubtful for action on Tuesday. Meanwhile, after having six straight games postponed, the 3-9 Wizards finally got back into action on Sunday, where they fell short in San Antonio. Bradley Beal poured in 31 points in the loss and leads the Wizards with a league-leading 34.5 points per game. Westbrook was quiet with 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists in 25 minutes. The Wizards will be looking to add to their 2-4 road record and get back on track in the second game of a three-game road trip. The Wizards are managing to score the ball well as they average 118.8 points per game, which is third most in the league, and they are shooting 38.3% from long range, which is the sixth best in the league. For a DFS guard, Victor Oladipo should be fresh for this matchup after sitting out Sunday for rest. He was coming off a rough outing Friday against the Pistons in which he scored only 13 points. However, he attempted 16 shots in that contest and has averaged 23.2 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals across 3 games with his new squad. He should remain one of the focal points in the Rockets' offense, which is big against the Wizards team that has the second worst defensive rating in the league. At the center position, look no further than DeMarcus Cousins. With Christian Wood sidelined, the Rockets turned to Cousins to start their last 2 games. He only played in limited minutes this season, so it was a bit surprising to not only see him play both games of their back-to-back set, but also log at least 30 minutes in both contests. The results were 34.5 and 51.9 Yahoo points, respectively. His salary has nearly doubled since their last game, but he still brings significant upside. Finally, the Jazz host the Knicks at 9 o'clock to wrap up the slate. The 8-10 Knicks have been all over the radar recently, entering this matchup losing their last 2 games. That actually followed up a 3-game winning streak, which ironically came after a season-worst 5-game losing streak. Where they've really been struggling is on the offensive end, scoring the fewest points in the NBA. In any case, though, there's a lot of promising things happening in New York with guys like Julius Randle and Emmanuel Quickley making this team a must-watch in the second half. The Jazz are arguably the hottest team in the NBA right now, entering this matchup in the midst of an 8-game winning streak. Much like past seasons, it's the defense that's gotten them to this point. Utah currently sits top 3 in both points allowed and rebounding, thanks to the heroics of Rudy Gobert down low. The thing that's really made them different, though, this season is the resurgence of Mike Conley. The former Memphis point guard really struggled in his first season with the Jazz, but his numbers this year match the special ones we saw throughout his Memphis career. These teams played last on January 6th, with New York prevailing 112-100. Prior to that, the Jazz won 9 of their previous 12 games over the Knicks, dating back 6 years. Check out Mike Barner's Yahoo DFS Basketball Tuesday Picks article on rotowire.com/pod for more. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.